Hey guys, what's going on? It's me, the one and only Strawberry Ice, coming to you from the Ice Cave on the west side of Cincinnati. As always, today's Tuesday. Here's the rundown. Luke Fickell stays. That was huge news yesterday. So what's that say about the job at UC? How good is it? Have you heard about the possible changes Major League Baseball is thinking about doing to the playoffs? And did you see what Trevor Bauer tweeted out? That dude is crazy. Season tickets for UC are going up. I wonder why. Probably because Luke Fickell decided to stay and turn down Michigan State. Now, let's see here. Michigan State, they probably have over 100,000 seat stadium. I don't know offhand. I'm just guessing because I don't pay attention to Michigan State football at all. So they probably had that. They're in the Big Ten, which is a Power 5 conference, and it's the Big Ten. So, you know, if kids grow up in Michigan or Ohio, Big Ten's pretty big around here. So Michigan State has all that going for it. UC has really never been a powerhouse in football. We had a really good run when Brian Kelly was here, and then we had the disgraceful years of Tommy Tuberville, who basically ruined everything that D'Antonio and Kelly and Jones did the 8 years before that. So, that's what Luke came into. Fan base wasn't very excited. We weren't that good. We weren't recruiting around in Ohio. Luke changed all that. Now, he changed all that, and he still turned down Michigan State. So that tells me that this, the facilities, the job, the fan base, everything about it is really good. And that makes it that much harder for him to leave. He also said this is a very good place for his family to be. I mean, Cincinnati, it's a great town. I've grown up here my entire life. I love it. He also has the 40th ranked recruiting class in the country. He said that'd be hard to leave. Our recruiting class is higher than Michigan State's. So he'd be going to Michigan State with nothing there. So that's another reason to stay here. My point being, this is the first time that UC football coach has ever decided to choose the University of Cincinnati over a Power 5 school. I mean, they've left for Michigan State. They've left for Notre Dame. They've left for Tennessee. Luke decided to stay. To me, that says a lot about the city of Cincinnati, the job that Luke has done, the facilities that the university has gotten, because they are way better than they ever were. I mean, Luke doesn't have to beg people to come to games anymore. Brian Kelly, I'll come early, be loud, wear black. That was everywhere. You don't have to do that anymore. If you go to the gridiron, the tailgate area on the campus of UC, it's awesome. It is a blast being down there. Now, the thing is, UC fans, we need to make sure we show up for the games in every game, which is a good thing because season tickets, surprisingly, have went up from yesterday. They went up at 380 renewals, 110 new deposits on season tickets, which is great. That's awesome. But that means as you had the tickets, show up. Because sometimes you get the tickets and like, oh, we're only like UConn game. I went to the UConn game last year and there was nobody there. There was nobody there. Those are the games that if fans, we want to be considered a very good program or a very good supported program, you need to show up for them. Get there early, tailgate, have a blast, go watch the game. Nippert is one of the best environments to watch a football game around. It's unbelievable that he chose to stay. I am so pleasantly surprised about it, happy. It's a great day. It's a great day to be a Bearcat. I mean, we've had coaches stay before. They're basketball coaches. It was Bob Huggins. I mean, he got courted back in the 90s for going to NBA games, NBA teams, going to the Heat. Then he was going to go to West Virginia, and that was a serious consideration. He almost left for that one. But he decided to stay. Now, eventually, Nancy Zimmer came in and ruined the whole thing. So he ended up leaving anyway. But I compare what Huggins went through in the 90s to what Luke did yesterday for us. Now, I'm not saying he's going to be here forever. I mean, honestly, if Notre Dame comes open or if Ohio State comes open, he's probably leaving. But the good thing is he has everything set up here for his successor. So it'll be easier to have the continued success, unlike he had when he got here and Tuberville ruined it. So anyway, very good day. Very, very happy. Now, one thing they have to do, they got to get him signed to a contract extension. Not only an extension for him, but his coaches. You can go on USA Today and it's listed the amount of money or the rankings of how much each coach, not how much, the rankings of where they are listed as far as the amount of money they're getting paid. And UC's, they're not very high. So we need to lock these guys up. We already lost a couple of them already. So UC also has to step up and do that. Not only money and facilities for the program and money for Luke, but money for the assistants to keep them. That's what big time programs do. So that's my 2 cents on that. Anyway, all right. Did you guys see the MLB proposal for possibly changing the playoffs? I think this is kind of funny. Or not, I won't say funny. Very well timed. Reds pitchers and catchers report Friday. Some of them are starting to report this week. And we had the big Houston Astros scandal. Then all of a sudden, right before spring training starts, they put out this press release about changing the playoff game, or excuse me, the playoff format, which kind of good timing. Maybe try to get everybody's mind off the Houston Astros cheating, which, sorry, that ain't going away. They got players suing them now. It ain't going away. Anyway, the proposed changes, the format would go from 5 teams to 7. The wild card game would go away. The first round would become the best 2 out of 3. Top seeds, in each league get a bye. This I kind of find interesting. Teams with the best records would pick their opponent. I'd be kind of like a WWE. Oh, yeah, the Reds, yeah, man, we're going to take on Milwaukee Brewers, and it's going down. So that kind of the only one I kind of find interesting. I guess it's okay. I mean, the thing is, though, I would assume that they would shorten the season. Because if you're going from 5 teams to 7, you're going to be playing until December. And I don't know about you, but it gets cold here in Ohio in December. Most times, anyway. So I would assume they're going to shorten the season if they do this, or some version of this. I don't know. I mean, it's all for TV. It's all to keep baseball people talking about it. I mean, they're trying to take notes from the NBA or NBA, NFL. And we talk NFL all year round. I mean, the season's over, but now you got the combine coming up. And then they push back the draft. So you got that coming up. Or before the draft, then you got free agency. And then you got the draft. And then you got mini camps. And then you got, so, I mean, there's always something going on about the NFL to talk about it. Now, back when I was a kid, you can talk about baseball all winter long because of the hot stove league, different trades, different this, who's going where, what are they going to do here, you know. That doesn't happen as much. If it does, I mean, because there's still guys that are out there as far as free agents to have them sign. I mean, Yasiel Puig still hasn't been signed yet. So that part of the offseason of baseball is not as interesting as it used to be. So I think that's what one of the reasons to do this is try to get – I have to get more interest in the game. And all this whole thing about speeding the game up with, you know, only three batter minimum this year or whatever. Look, it's pretty simple. quit letting the guys take 5 minutes in between each pitch. I mean, the umpires, you guys want to be the man, and you want to stand up to the players, and you want to make sure they don't show you up or whatever. Tell them to get in the box. Why is that so hard to figure out? It's the rules. Get in the box. Swing the bat. Let's go. I mean, to me, that would shorten the games a ton right there. And one of my favorite players of all time, Sean Casey, was the worst at doing that. I mean, he'd get out, you know, adjust his hat, get his batting gloves, get his leg or his bat stretched out, pull his leg up. I mean, it would do it after every single pitch. I mean, he didn't have to. I know it's a little quirky thing he does, but learn to not do it. I mean, that would save time on baseball. So, what's your thoughts on the Major League Baseball playoffs proposal? Trevor Bauer hates it. He tweeted this out yesterday. No idea who made this new playoff format proposal, but Rob is responsible for releasing it. So I will direct this to you, Rob Manfred. Your proposal is absurd for too many reasons to type on Twitter, and proves that you have absolutely no clue about baseball. You're a joke. Wow. I don't think Trevor Bauer likes the new playoff format possibility. This dude is nuts, man. Hopefully he pitches as good as he has in the past, because if he does, he's going to be chirping and chirping and chirping. I really, really, really wish. I haven't seen the schedule. I don't know if we face the Astros or not. I know we faced them last year. Oh, if we face the Astros and Trevor Bauer is pitching against them. Oh, that's going to be interesting. And that's the other thing about the whole, I brought it up earlier about the sign-stealing scandal. You don't think these guys are going to get beaned? I mean, Major League Baseball pitchers don't forget. They will hit a guy for something he did last year. These guys supposedly, quote-unquote, stole a World Series. You don't think some of these Major League Baseball players and pitchers are going to be a little ticked off about that? I think Houston's going to have some dust-ups this year. I really do. Now, their owner said that they're going to come out and apologize for, you know, stealing the World Series. But, I mean, it's kind of half-hearted if he's going to make them do it. You think they're sorry about it? No, I think they're sorry they got caught. I don't think they're sorry they did it. That's two different things. Ask Pete Rose. I don't think Pete Rose is sorry he bet on baseball. He's sorry he got caught. Anyway, like I've said before, if you're not going to ban or suspend the Houston Astros for cheating, then you can't ban Pete Rose. Sorry. You have to do one or the other. I think the Houston Astros players should be banned, suspended, take the World Series away from them, take the money away from them, take something away from them. You've taken nothing from them. And this drives me, you've taken nothing from them. The players are getting away with it scot-free. That's not fair. I know life's not fair, but that's just crazy. You can't just let them just get away with that. Anyway, like I said, Reds pitchers and catchers report Friday. We are getting so close. I know Joey Votto and many of the guys are already down there. Now, people are putting wagers on how many games the Reds are going to win this year. I put my money on 85 to 90. I think it's going to be somewhere in between there. That is, as long as everybody stays healthy, which with Gino already hurt, it's not a good sign. But we'll see. So, my 2 cent question of the day. How many games do you think the Reds will win? Are they going to be up or are they going to be down from last year? Tweet me out. It's at, you can find it, Sports with Strawberry Ice. It's at Jeff A. Trenopol, Trenepohl. Facebook, Sports Strawberry Ice. Instagram, Sports Strawberry Ice Channel. Tweet me out there. Let me know what you think. And as always, that's just sports, baby. YouTube channel, podcast, Instagram. I'm everywhere. See you guys.